CBSI in the World, I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. We turn to the matter of regulation and deregulation. Always a debate in the United States. It is a joy, however, to consider it in another country. And in this instance, New Zealand, the late 20th century, way, many decades before the pandemic that has now rained a pall over the southern New Zealand. But once upon a time, New Zealand was regulated, especially with agricultural products. And Richard has experience with what happened when Sir Roger Douglas and Roger Kerr, both New Zealanders, started deregulation and lessons learned. How so, Richard?
Well, it was an amazing experiment. New Zealand was the most prosperous, second most prosperous country in the world in 1900, but it had very strong labor regulations, very strong subsidies, and very strong tariffs, and it was on the edge of bankruptcy by 1986. And Sir Roger Douglas, his chief aide was my good friend Roger Kerr, was made the charge of the Treasury, and he realized that either he had to do something or the country would go bankrupt. So the first thing he did was to get rid of all import barriers on the one hand and all export subsidies on the other. So industries like, for example, the New Zealand automotive industry immediately collapsed because they couldn't sell anything at a profit. The question then was how you could sustain this. And in 1990, I was invited to New Zealand in order to reform the labor law. They had just passed what we would call in this country comparable work statute. When there was called the pay equity statute, which meant that we know so much about how these markets work and that we're going to set the salaries for nurses in this state with references to what you pay for stevedores. So people contributing equal amount to society get equal wages. This is a total disaster. And I was brought in there to help repeal that particular statute. And amazingly enough, there was a single party at the time. We passed something known as the Employment Contracts Act of 1990, which was moving to the direction that I've long defended, that is a contract at will in which people can quit at will and people can be fired at will of the employer. And the consequences were just absolutely dramatic the moment we loosened this system up. It turned out labor membership went from about 56% to about 20% of the economy. And there was a downturn in jobs as you got in wages because of the monopoly rents that these workers were able to do. But over the next 4 or 5 years, you've managed to expand the economy by about 600,000 workers in a country which had about 6 million people. So there's just this huge upsurge in labor activity the moment you decided that people could come and go at will. The important thing to understand about a contract at will is it not only gives you the ability as an employer to fire, it gives somebody else who sees the employees the ability to hire. And so what you start doing is to get much more active wage competition, and you get an expansion of the market as people now are willing to come in because the terms of the deals are more attractive, and you get a higher rate of labor turnover than you do when these unionized structures are.
One other insight you had, Richard, and we just have a minute, so I'm key on it. When you begin deregulation, you must continue. You must next and next and next. That was the lesson you also learned in New Zealand. We have about a minute.
Yes, and Roger Kerr and Sir Roger Douglas did it. So, for example, in the agricultural markets, when you start giving subsidies, people produce for the subsidies, and it's a very narrow range of products. The moment you remove the subsidies, the incentives are completely different. Now individual farmers are trying to find out ways in which to produce products for which there are no close competitors, and the array of products that you get put into the market is vastly inferior. And since you don't have the subsidies in there, the techniques to lower their costs become highly efficient, and so that the entire agricultural sector in New Zealand, which sells to the world, became much more efficient under deregulation than it had been under the earlier subsidy system. Subsidies in strange way constrain choices, and what we learned in New Zealand is that open markets dominate them.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, a lesson in deregulation and prosperity from New Zealand in the late 20th century. This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.